This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel has resumed military operations in Gaza as the week-long truce expired Friday. Wrapping up intense diplomacy in the region, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken blamed Hamas for the end of the pause, but is urging for another one. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswara has this report.
Scenes of devastation in Rafah refugee camp as Israel resumes its bombardment following the end of the week-long truce. Meanwhile, rockets were fired from northern Gaza toward Israel. The two sides blamed each other. Speaking from Dubai, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken joined Israel in blaming Hamas.
Hamas reneged on commitments it made. In fact, even before the pause came to an end, it committed an atrocious terrorist attack in Jerusalem, killing three people, wounding others, including Americans.
The truce ended early Friday as Blinken left Israel. Hamas accused him of giving Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu permission to resume strikes.
It was clear yesterday that the Israeli side wants to go back to fighting, as several ideas were put forward by mediators, and we accepted three of them. And despite that, the Israeli side said no, 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 every time.
Another truce could restart if both parties agree. Blinken said the U.S. is pushing for it. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group has attacked several Israeli army posts along the border, and two Lebanese citizens, a woman and her son, were killed when Israel shelled the village of Houla in southern Lebanon, according to security officials. Friday's attacks were the first by Hezbollah along the Lebanon-Israel border since the start of a truce last week between Israel and Gaza's militant Hamas group, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, which is an ally of Hezbollah. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has died at the age of 93. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports O'Connor made history in 1981.
Sonia Sotomayor was 2 years out of law school. There were no female Supreme Court justices.
There were bets being taken whether it would happen in our lifetime or not.
O'Connor remembered the day she was nominated.
I wasn't sure what I ought to do.
Saying it's all right to be the first female justice, she just didn't want to be the last. And she wasn't. Ruth Bader Ginsburg served with her and then with Sotomayor and Elena Kagan. Amy Coney Barrett joined the court after Ginsburg's death. I'm Sagar Meghani.
Olympic gold medalist swimmer Cleet Keller has been sentenced to 6 months of home detention for joining the mob's January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. U.S. District Judge Richard Leon sentenced him Friday to 3 years of probation and ordered him to perform 360 hours of community service. Keller pleaded guilty in 2021 to a felony charge and was one of the first rioters to publicly agree to cooperate with authorities investigating the Capitol attack. Prosecutors say he resisted efforts to remove him from the Capitol, shaking off a police officer. Keller won 5 medals, including 2 golds, while competing for the U.S. at 3 Summer Olympics. Activists outside the International Climate Talks Summit are comparing the current Israel-Hamas war with the fight for action over climate change. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
COP's start coincided with the truce between Israel and Hamas militants ending and a resumption of the current war. Climate campaigner Catherine Robinson sees links between the two destructive events.
The Palestinian struggle is a struggle for self-determination, and climate justice is a struggle for self-determination. There is no climate justice in occupied territories. There is no climate justice during war.
While Auricelia dos Fonseca, the representative of a Brazilian minority, says, I compare Palestine and the indigenous territories in Brazil today because we live in a constant war due to the invasion of our territories. Many of the activist community at the COP were visiting an exhibition of shoes representing children killed in the Gaza Strip. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A federal inmate was charged Friday with attempted murder in the November 24th prison stabbing of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer convicted of murdering George Floyd. Federal prosecutors say John Tursak stabbed Chauvin 22 times in the law library at the Federal Correctional Institution in Tucson, Arizona, with an improvised knife. Prosecutors say he told correctional officers he would have killed Chauvin had they not responded quickly. I'm Alexis Stroh.